Hello, we're recording for High Down Radio about our visitors for the Careers Day.
We are joined today by
Marianne Shelton from UK Research and Innovation.
I'm Judy King, I work for BBC Monitoring.
Ian Chaston, PCSO, Thames Valley Police.
So what qualifications did you need to get your job?
I worked as a civil servant. My qualifications are a degree and a PhD in a science subject, but to be a civil servant and to actually have my job, you don't need to have a PhD or a degree in a science subject. The civil service is a very good opportunity for a wide range of different subjects. You just have to be good at policy work or communications work, so it's very flexible.
Similar to civil service, to work in the BBC, you don't need a particular qualification. I suppose just be really interested in the world around you and be ready to tell stories where you find them. I got the job at the BBC because I'd worked in Japan for a couple of years and I'm teaching English and learning Japanese.
Hello, as I said, I'm a PCSO with Thames Valley Police. Unfortunately, unlike these ladies, I've got no qualifications per se. I haven't got a degree, unfortunately, but I do have a lot of common sense. I do have communication skills. I do know how to talk to people, and I think there's quite a few people in this school that actually know me.
What sort of skills did you pick up from your job?
The skills I picked up from this job is communication skills. You have to be able to speak to a wide range of people, whether that be from ministers to members of the public to other people in other departments. Problem-solving skills and being able to look for solutions and diplomacy. So even if somebody doesn't agree with you, being able to find a way that works for a win-win solution if possible.
Yeah, diplomacy is also really important in my job too. I've worked at the BBC for many years and I've really picked up skills for journalism, and every day really try to improve my writing skills. I've also worked on projects looking at how technology can help journalists and help the help us tell better stories. So I suppose I've picked up journalism skills plus much more familiar with different sorts of technology.
I have got a similar sort of range of skills. I need to be able to engage with people, talk to all sorts of people, be highly visible in my job, and I want people to be able to come up to me and talk to me, especially if they've got a particular problem, because I am well known around the Caversham area. People know that they can come to me and talk to me, and if I can help, then I will do so.
What do you enjoy most about your job, and what's most stressful?
So my job involves managing the STEM Ambassador Programme. So my overall job is to inspire young people to take up science. I really love my job because I think that's a really important thing to do. I have children myself, and getting people to engage with science is a really important thing for the jobs pipeline and for the good of the UK, because the future is a lot more technological and scientific. What's the worst part of my job is probably deadlines and completing priorities. So where I'm being asked to do something for somebody with very, very little time, where I might not have all the information, that's quite stressful. It can be quite exciting too, but it's not my favourite part.
So there's lots that I enjoy about my job. I get to meet lots of different people. We get to talk about really interesting subjects. I also get to travel quite a bit to go to different conferences and see people with completely different ideas to me, which I really find inspiring. Yeah, definitely agree with the competing priorities and tight deadlines. That's really, I do find that stressful. And sometimes, do you know when you just can't get the technology to work? I find that particularly stressful.
Hello again. As you can imagine, my role can be quite difficult, being a PCSO. But I like to think I can get out into the community, I can be visible, I can talk to people. And yes, sometimes it can be stressful depending on what job I'm sent to. There's been one or two instances of that. Generally, I find my job very enjoyable at all.
We would like to give a huge thank you to the people who took time off their work to come and talk to us about their jobs and really enlighten us about what they do.
And remember that tonight there is the Careers Fair from 6 till 8.